This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made a surprise appearance in Naples ahead of today's general elections to select a new parliament. Populism is a strong force in the election, as it was in recent elections in Britain, France, and Germany. But some voters say they are confused about how to vote.
No, I have not decided. I'm so confused. I go and I vote, but I really don't know which is the right vote for Italy.
China has warned about the huge impact on global trading if U.S. President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Mr. Trump has been aggressively defending the tariffs.
We're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the Trump tariff plans were unacceptable. The European Union also is upset with the Trump plan and is warning that they could respond by taxing American-made products such as bourbon, blue jeans, and Harley-Davidson motorcycles. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning to send a high-level special delegation to North Korea on Monday. That's to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and to ease tension on the peninsula. That mission could be complicated by military planned drills. However, as a commentary published by North Korea's official news agency warned, Pyongyang would counter the U.S. if it does hold joint military exercises with South Korea in the coming weeks. This is VOA News. Nearly 2 million households and businesses remained without power over the weekend on the U.S. East Coast after a heavy storm system brought rain, snow, and hurricane-force winds to states from Maine, where the governor declared a state of emergency, all the way to North Carolina in the southern United States. 7 deaths so far have been reported as a result of trees falling during the storm in the states of Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Burkina Faso's president is now urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military. This is a day after an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and cultural center, plus the military headquarters in the capital. Turkish warplanes have attacked pro-Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. The Syrian Democratic Forces, a militia led by the Kurdish People Protection Unit, or YPG, confirmed those strikes. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist organization. Iran said Sunday that claims Bahrain had arrested a 116-member terrorist cell trained by Iran were baseless, saying pinning the blame on others and repeating outdated scenarios and baseless accusations against others will not help the Bahraini government to resolve its problems with its citizens. President Donald Trump is coming off of one of the most chaotic weeks since taking office last year. A range of issues have been dominating his time, including the gun violence controversy in light of the recent mass murder at a U.S. high school. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Trump gathered with members of Congress at the White House on gun violence and challenged fellow Republicans to break with the National Rifle Association.
It doesn't make sense that I have to wait till I'm 21 to get a handgun, but I can get this weapon at 18. I don't know. So I was just curious as to what you did in your bill.
We didn't address it, Mr. President. Look, I think
your wife is your friend of the NRA.
No.
Trump's apparent support for tougher gun laws raised hopes among Democrats. But the president's interest in seizing guns from those deemed a threat sparked concern among Republicans. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Also, longtime aide to President Trump, Hope Hicks, announced that she is resigning. There is also growing speculation about the future of Mr. Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Hollywood crowns its best and its worst over this weekend in the United States. On Saturday, the Golden Raspberry Awards, also known as the Razzies, were presented to the worst movies, while another more serious feat recognized achievement in independent films. Later, the 90th Annual Academy Awards, better known as the Oscars, will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
From Washington, VOA presents.